This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are waking up to woke. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm going to discuss a CEO who figured out why you should not hire leftists. I've told you, if you work with leftists, you need to stay away from them. If you have the ability to hire and fire, you need to have your own little litmus test on who you hire. And, you know, well, you shouldn't have to fire, because if you don't hire leftists, the likelihood of firing decreases exponentially. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. The mandates have been stopped for now. We'll talk more about that. The CMM issued an official letter saying we got to stop and we'll let the higher courts adjudicate or whatever. Now, that's not stopping leftists like Bill de Blasio from still trying to do it. That's not stopping the so-called woke CEOs from still imposing mandates on their employees. But it may give us the legal wrangling we need to go after these clowns. See, if every one of these guys had to be, were forced to be responsible for those who get the shot, you know what would happen? It would stop it immediately. There's enough evidence to stop people giving vaccinations, and we talked about it earlier. We'll continue to talk about it from now until they stop. Let's Go Brandon's store opened in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, folks, we're talking about the hotbed of leftism. And a Let's Go Brandon store, they called it a pro-conservative store or whatever. I don't know if the store is going to do any good. I remember they opened up in a Barack Obama store. Excuse me, in D.C., a Barack Obama store. That store closed. Let me tell you what they were doing. They threw stuff out in the alleys. We made a video about it. They couldn't even sell it. They just put it out and let the dumpster take, let people take it. This is right. So Obama gets elected, man. His stuff was selling like crazy. But by the way, that would have been a great test. They should have had a Biden store that opened up after his election. After all, 81 million people voted for him, right? Yeah, so why didn't they open a Biden store since he was so popular, he and Kamala Harris? Well, they opened an Obama store, and it went bananas, man. You couldn't sell enough Barack Obama crap. I'd go to Farmer's Market, and, you know, you're buying fruits and vegetables, and at the very end of the vegetable stand was a dude selling Barack Obama hats, shirts, bracelets, chucks, tennis shoes. Everything had that clown on it. And then 2012 came, and you know what happened? They were throwing away more junk. They threw it away before that. They were throwing it away by 2010. Getting rid of it. Junk. So there you go. Anyway, I don't know if this Let's Go Brandon store is going to do good, but to open it in Massachusetts, that's a sign. Forget that it's opening. I mean, that's one thing. That's a statement that right now people don't like Biden, and Biden's advertising. He's trying to make himself look good with Build Back Better. We talked about it earlier. He's advertising. Joe Biden gave you Build Back Better. Woo! Yeah, and that's why his poll numbers are in the 36% now. And keep in mind, folks, that's a favorable poll. That's Democrats saying, look, we're trying to hold this guy up. But, I mean, come on. If 63% of the people don't like him, what do you want us to do? 64, because it's 63 and change, okay? For those of you saying, Kevin can't even do math. Anyway, what else we got? AOC, she doesn't believe that the smash and grabs are happening. She says, a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. I believe it's Walgreens in California cited it, but the data doesn't back it up. You want to know what the data that didn't back it up was? Video camera tape or memory of people coming in to Walgreens and doing smash and grabs. Not smash and grabs, but just grabbing gear. They do smash and grabs at jewelry stores. But you know what I'm saying? Like a bunch of locusts. And in the case of Walgreens, they got the dude, I call him Black Santa, riding in with that black that plastic bag, that trash bag, and just emptying shelves and riding his bike out. Forget the reindeer when you got a bike. But AOC says, this is not happening. This isn't true. So what, Walgreens is closed? One of them, Walgreens and CVS, is closing 5 stores in San Francisco. You think that they put up brick-and-mortar stores, put them a bunch of inventory in, and then go, I don't think I like those locations. They willy-nilly did it. I got an acquaintance. His name is Brent. He owns a bunch of Domino's. And he puts them in high-crime areas. And he told me, he says, Kevin, I've only closed one store. And he says it was in, like, South... East LA, and he said it got firebombed, and he says I got fortunate because I put up like some the equivalent of chicken wire, and the Molotov cocktail didn't go off, wasn't able to go all the way down to the building and burn the building out. But he says that's the only store I finally closed. But Walgreens, and he only puts his stores in high crime areas. And what's funny, we were talking about it. I said, what kind of business model? He says, hey man, I deal with the shot caller. I say, if you want to have pizza delivered in your neck of the woods and you versus you not having access to it, he goes, I'm the guy that's doing it. And if you don't want it, if you rob my guys, if you rob my store, he goes, I'll take it out. And you will not have access. But he literally, this dude, this wealthy white man has to go meet with shot callers to set up his pizza joint. Because I asked him, I said, how could you get, that's a terrible business model. He goes, no. He goes, I go and reason with him. You want hot, fresh pizza delivered on time. You better leave my people. Let my people go. Oh, man. Anyway, 5 Walgreens in San Francisco closed last month because of ongoing organized theft. That's what they said. They said it's a challenge. Yep. But AOC says, no, it isn't happening. Anyway, Republicans ridiculed her, rightfully so. This is a rising star. AOC is a rising star for the Democrats, and the girl is an idiot. When we come back, we're going to talk about a CEO who got woke from woke, and he knows who not to hire. He did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys know me. You know me well enough to know that I love stories that have an underlying meaning. And almost all of them do. You just have to look for it. You have to understand how to sort of dissect the news and say, boy, this is big. Because it is. It is big. It points to something that's a bigger picture. And I saw this story. A CEO fired 900 employees in one fell swoop. Don't think that the left are going to tell you about this or talk a lot about it because they want you to think the unemployment numbers are great. Whoa, look at us. This economy is improving under Biden. People are paying a lot more for the stuff that they do. They're losing their jobs. They're quitting their jobs. There are more people on welfare, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing what Joe Biden's doing. Well, it's not that way. That's not the case. And when a CEO fires 900 people, and the reason why is what I want to get to here in a bit, you'll get it. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I challenge you, if you like this show, if you like what I do, if I teach you anything, tell somebody else. I love it. I got a letter from Bonnie. She says, I don't remember all the details, but she said something about she had a road trip. So it allowed her not only to listen to, you know, the normal show that she listens to every day, as everybody should, but she listened to more broadcast. And I love hearing that because that's what I want. I want people to go back because I'm going to tell you, I said this before. I've said it many times. You go back and listen to practically any show that we've cut. I'm not going to say all of them, but a bunch of them. And it doesn't matter what the subject is. It will apply to you. You will apply it to something. It's like going to church. It's funny when people go to church, they go, it was like the pastor was talking to me. The pastors have been talking about the same passages for millennia. The good news about when you go to church is you take your personal view. The pastor can be talking about the Good Samaritan, and everybody in that church is thinking about it from their own individual perspective. I look at what I do here as church. We should file it as a 501c3 and call it the Church of the Benevolent Kevin. What would we name our church? What would you guys want to name it? Has to be. I would not want this church named after me. I wouldn't want anybody thinking for one second that I think I'm God. But we could come up with some funny stuff if we had came up with a name for our biblical radio conservative church. let me get to the story. Vishal Garg, the company's CEO of this company called Better.com. He struck an unapologetic tone, I'm reading this, when announcing the mass firings to affected workers in a Zoom call, a recording of which was later posted on TikTok, YouTube, and other social media accounts. And here's what he said. This isn't news that you're going to want to hear. He's Indian, so he would say, this isn't news that you're going to want to hear. I do that just to make leftists mad. If you're on this call, you're part of an unlucky group that is being laid off. It's a terrible Indian accent, but still. Anyway, he says, your employment here is terminated effective immediately. Yikes! 900 people out of the workforce. Boom, like that. No mask mandates. No shot mandates. Nothing. He just said, I don't care what Joe Biden is doing, and I'm just going to cut you. He says, this is the second time in the career I'm doing this, and I do not want to do this. The last time I did it, I cried. And I'm going to tell you, if you ever had to fire somebody, it's no fun. It's not anything anybody wants to do, anything you would wish on anybody else. Anyway, the 43-year-old said the market has changed and the company had to slim down to remain nimble enough to adapt to the evolving housing market, which appears to be cooling after a pandemic-boosted boom. Though Garg didn't mention on the call that the company's $750 million cash infusion it got from investors last week. So let me just go back and tell you. So you may be saying, Kevin, why is this such a big deal? So he gets a cash injection of $750 million. Then he has a team call. And the people, the 900 people that were on the call, he said, you're part of the unlucky group that's being laid off. You're being terminated effective immediately. Okay, well, that's part of the story. So here's what I would tell you. Without knowing any of the story, I would say, if you have to trim that much fat, and I don't know the size of the company, but $750 million cash infusion, nice amount of money, but that's to keep the wheels on the wagon. And it's a lot of money, don't misunderstand me. But there was something going on here. I'm not going to try to get into the management consulting aspect of it, but here's the deal. To cut that many people, you're not just cutting fat, you're cutting into muscle, theoretically, unless you got a lot of fat. So I'm going to say, putting this into fat talk, this company was morbidly obese. And I don't know how he let it get to that, but he did. So here's what the story continues. The CEO was later outed as the anonymous author of a scathing blog post that slammed Better.com employees on the professional networks, on the professional network Blind. So there's a network called Blind out there. like a LinkedIn. Anyway, he says, you guys know at least 250 of the people terminated were working an average of 2 hours a day while clocking 8 hours plus a day in the payroll system, the father of three wrote. They were stealing from you, stealing from our customers who pay the bills. Get educated, he added. So here's what he's telling you. You've got this workforce out there. He fired 900 of them. He says of the 900 people that were fired, 250, so well over a quarter of them, weren't working at all. They were taking the money. They were working 2 hours a day, probably got side hustles, etc. What he's describing is the new workforce, the leftist workforce. This is what this is about. Let me tell you, go back to the 30 years, 40 years ago. Companies didn't need to do this. I mean, you might get, look, and I don't know how many employees they have, so I can't speak to the, like, this is a quarter of their workforce or whatever, but 900 employees? Have you ever heard of Better.com? I hadn't. So I looked them up. They got a $500 million investment, then they got another $750 million, so they're obviously doing very well. But here's the key. The key is that this guy recognizes the types of employees that are out there, and he said enough is enough, and he cut the fat. This is a CEO who's waking up to the idea that the majority of people out there are looking for the easy way out. And he did the right thing. Now, frankly, they probably should have done some things earlier. Who knows whether they'll recover or not. But other CEOs should consider this a cautionary tale for what can happen if you hire the new breed of leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days. Since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media.
The Biden administration this week signaled it would veto a Senate-led effort to nullify a vaccine mandate for private businesses, even as several Democratic lawmakers suggested they would support the effort. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters on Tuesday that if the bill comes to the president's desk, he will veto it. This is USA Radio News. Former Trump administration advisor Steve Bannon will stand trial for a contempt of Congress charge.
The former Trump advisor will stand trial starting July 18th. This comes after U.S. District Court Judge Carl Nichols set a date for jury selection to begin. Bannon was indicted after he refused to comply with a White House subpoena as part of a committee investigation into the events of January 6th. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Airline workers and patriots organized near Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport on Friday morning to protest the unconstitutional jab mandate. Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake.
Don't want their bosses telling them what they need to do medically, whether it be anything medically. You know, they don't want to get a vaccine. They should have the option. Last I heard, we're still a free country.
The city of Phoenix subsequently announced it is putting a pause on its vaccine mandate for all federal contract workers that was set to go into effect January 18th. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Violent-looking, angry, spewing parents outside of these schools.
Individuals intent on creating chaos for the sake of creating chaos.
These actions could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism.
This becomes a security crisis, in a sense, for the nation.
This may also mobilize even more law enforcement to be at these meetings.
It is dangerous to our children when the parents themselves are the school bullies.
I think one of the worst things is the actions at the board meetings. The calling of names, tyrant, Marxist, communist.
We've never seen anything like we're seeing at these school boards now. What on earth has happened in this country?
Sometimes they're not even talking. They are yelling and creating chaos.
Things have become so scary at these meetings.
I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
New laws may be necessary.
There's always the possibility that people will face criminal prosecution for this kind of conduct.
The FBI and federal law enforcement is tailor-made for that kind of national-level coordination with state and local police.
The Attorney General has put out a letter. They will take actions they take.
What does it mean that something that is generally boring and neutral, like a school board meeting, has become a locus for violence?
You look at the rage, the anger, you think, what is this doing to the children in those homes and their mental health?
We have a board of ed working with the local school boards to determine the curriculum for our schools. You don't want parents coming in every different school jurisdiction.
And they want to shut down our schools and, you know, move kids over to charter schools and private schools without the oversight of the state. And that's wrong.
I play that clip just as a reminder of how demented the left can be. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These are people that don't care. The more plugged in you are, the more you're paying attention, the more they cannot stand you. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Helicopter parents. You care about your kids. You're plugged into their education. You look at their homework. You go to the parent-teacher meetings. You participate in school activities. The type of person that you would say, I want, whoo, let me tell you this. So at church, I love, how they say, get involved at our church. They have the little, here's our mobile app. Here's how you give. And I tell my team all the time, we need to operate like a church because we really are. And let me tell you, the people who are there to guide folks in as the cars are coming in, the volunteers, the ones that hand out the pamphlets as you walk into the sanctuary, the assistant pastors, the musicians, all volunteers. I want you to think about the number of people who volunteer at a church to do stuff. And they do it every week. They evangelize a message. And no offense to the conservative movement, but let me tell you something. I could use 500 volunteers like that. And here's the good news. We're not directing any traffic. We're talking about people that cut video. You should see the cleverness
of our church. And I've been, you know, I go to the Grace series of churches. But the cleverness of the productions, the cleverness of the message, the staging that they do when they're there, it is mind-blowing. And it tells me if we organized as conservatives like churches, evangelizing a message of truth, and that's why I tell people all the time, when you say conservative, conservative to me means Christian, Judeo-Christian conservative. That's what it means to me. It's not some, the two words are together. You say leftist, already know. You're talking about somebody that doesn't care about God, that believes that their self is bigger than the greater good. And that's what they prove all the time. They act like they want to help you. They want to educate your kids. The last statement that was made in that clip, how dare these parents want to take their kids out of regular schools, indoctrination centers, and put them into places where they will actually learn? How dare they? How dare you, as a citizen, get involved and say, you know what, you're not, it is my body, and I'm not carrying a child. This is my personal body, and I'm not taking your stupid shot. How dare you? This is for the greater good. So what, it kills you? And what's funny about it is they take life so preciously because they don't believe in anything beyond life, but they'll take yours in an instant. And if you don't believe me, look up and down the food chain of leftism, from the gangbanger thug, you think he cares about your life, all the way to the president, this usurping, crook, demented fool that sits in the Oval Office. Do you think he cares about your life? You think he gives one second of thought at the number of people who are telling their tragic stories of mandates, crying, getting these shots? Remember the story of this woman? She gets a shot, she's crying, but she's forced to get it because she's mandated. Her job is said she has to have it. She's 37 years old, give or take, and she dies? Oh, but it wasn't from the shot, because it's 14 days. We give it 14 days. What do you mean you give it 14 days? I don't care whether it's 14 days, 14 minutes, 1.4 years, or whatever. The number of people that are getting hurt from this shot should mandate nobody use it. No person or government has the right to imprison people for doing nothing. That, folks, is science. It's the science of Kevin Jackson. The fact is, disease is a part of life. And over the years, we have become better and better at dealing with pandemics. Even think about this. Back in the days when people would get, you know, bubonic plague or whatever they got, there was no lockdown. You locked down on your own. The word finally got to you that people are dropping like flies in the village over there. And people said, oh, I can't interact with you. But still, people got whatever they got and they died. It's just the way it is. It's the nature of the beast. And I'll put it to you this way. If we get overpopulated in this world, a bunch of people are going to die off. It's just that simple. But here's the thing. We have become better at dealing with pandemics and things like this. Part of it is communication. Instant communication. Instant tracking of sorts. We know when somebody gets on. I mean, I know it's easier to spread because we've got so many people moving around. But we know the manifest of pretty much all the aircraft, except, you know, Jeffrey Epstein's and some of these elitists. But in terms of us, our travel, people can track us. They can track you by your cell phone. If you really looked at Google and what they Google gives you a thing at the end of the month that says, hey, here's all the places that you visited. You're like, what? How did you know I went to that bodega over there to give me some sausage? My lady wasn't supposed to know that. She doesn't know that I'm still eating that fatty crap, right? But Google knows. Google knows more about you than your spouse. But anyway, communication. Contact tracing, so they say. These people are in lockdown in Australia because they were supposedly in contact with somebody who had Wu flu. They don't even have it, but they're in quarantine. So communication has improved. We can isolate viruses and bacteria to a large degree. We know when the superbugs came out, we knew it came out. And you know what happened? Science responded and said, oh, there's this thing called MRSA. And now we've got to develop a new series of antibiotics. Penicillin has been rendered useless. Medical advancements have allowed us to develop things for the treatment of maladies and with speed that boggles the mind. And I keep coming back to mapping of the human genome. That's huge because I mean, science is exploding at a level, folks. It is so mind-blowing. It almost makes us feel godlike. I want you to understand that the bigness, I'm coming up with a word, the magnitude, there we go, the magnitude of understanding all the DNA and mapping the human genome and knowing exactly what causes what, at least you think you do, and of course, the strides that have been made to do that. What do you think now with quantum mechanics and quantum physics, quantum computing, what are we going to do next? God, it's scary. Trust me, Elon Musk and these guys are going. When they start sounding the alarm bell, like, guys, you better be concerned about AI. And when you understand it to the level of what I understand it from a, you know, electrical engineering and computer science perspective and what's going on with nanotechnology, it's very scary. It could be used for good, but mankind never does it. We always take it to the next level and we do things like what's going on right now with what's exactly happening right now with these stupid mandates that Joe Biden and team want to implement. Scary stuff. You will get this shot. It's got spike proteins. Who knows what nanoparticles it has in it? And that technology isn't mature enough for us to say, oh, yeah, this is all good. So, going back to this, mandates. These disease is a part of life, and we become better at dealing with it. We're going to finish this when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know this is old territory, but I'll tell you, I'm still amazed at how easy it was for the governments all over the world to get people to self-imprison. And for doing nothing. Healthy people. And the scare that they put in us to where we self-imprison. And in America, I'm even geometrically more surprised because we have a different ethos. And that might even be the right word, but we have a different feeling about things like that. We value freedom so much, and I thought, well, how could they possibly get us to do that? Because as I said in a previous segment, no person or government has the right to imprison somebody for doing nothing, but the government just really kind of suggested it, and we did it. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I talked about disease being a part of life, viruses and bacteria, part of life. Watch these nature films of something that gets, disintegrates in nature. It gets a fuzzy virus on it or whatever, and then it, you know, the organisms eat it and break it down, and we reconstitute it back into the world. And somebody goes out there, I don't know, licking toads and eating mushrooms, and we find out that certain things can kill us. And, you know, because man, there's no level of experimentation that man is not willing to do. But because of it, we've gotten more sophisticated in understanding not only how to track the nature of viruses and bacterias and how to synthesize them. And then when you combine that with the mapping of the human genome and so on and so forth, and you figure out, wow, we've really made a way to where we, you know, disease and things that used to kill us in mass quantities maybe no longer will be able to do that. We can react much quicker. Our communication is much quicker. And then we've got this other thing, this great thing created by God. It is called the human body, the human physiology. It does its part. And without political tomfoolery, the body will heal itself for the most part if you're healthy. I mean, let's face it, disease is going to cull the herd. That's the way the body works. The older, the younger you are, the more likely you are to die, and the older you are. It's a bell curve. It's that simple. And we have parents that keep us out of harm's way. And now medical breakthroughs are making kids live longer and older people live longer. We keep stretching it out. The mortality rate of youth is dropping like crazy. And the longevity of the old people is increasing like crazy. Yet, in the case of the Wu flu, we've watched governments and tyrants run amok. And I think I asked this question earlier in the broadcast, but if Trump had tried anything close to what this demented moron occupying the Oval Office has done, you can bet the media would have doubled down on their declarations of him as being a tyrant. And so would most of us. And we would be right to say it. I speak for many Americans on this program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I hope you guys will visit the website and find out more about what we do, because it isn't just this part. There's much more to saving this republic than what I'm doing here. But I speak for many of you who remain outraged at the behavior of this government and governments around the world for these draconian and inhumane measures that essentially tricked us into going, ooh, we better lock down. We treated ourselves like criminals for what amounts to a full frontal assault to common sense and a first-class scamdemic. These branch COVIDians, I heard them called COVIDians. I love that. Branch COVIDians, the people out there evangelizing that we're the bad guys. Not sick. Even if I got sick, I wouldn't be around you. Kevin, you don't even know if you have it. Well, how do you know if I don't know if I have it? How does science do that? Oh, well, you tested positive, but you don't have it. Well, maybe your test is wrong. See, that's the logical mind of a guy with degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. I logically go, Kevin, we tested you, and you tested negative, but you don't have any symptoms. I mean, you tested positive, but you don't have any symptoms. Well, then you know what? I question your test. I'm not stupid. Thank God, folks, there's a little bit of sanity that exists in the world with the courts. So we had judges that blocked Biden's illegal federal vaccine mandate. The first one was a guy by the name of Matthew Shelp in Missouri. He blocked it in 10 states. He's a district judge. He blocked this mandate in 10 states. Next came a guy by the name of Judge Doty. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Federal Judge Terry Doty of Louisiana. He did a nationwide injunction based on a lawsuit filed by 13 more states. So we had 23 states total now that are part of this whole thing. Healthcare workers were being forced to take what amounts to the death poke, that filed this lawsuit based on either health or religious reasons. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Because as I said, nobody should be able to lose their livelihood because of an experimental vaccine over a fake pandemic. I feel sorry for the people who put their lives at risk due to these bullying tactics, folks. This is what it is. Bullying tactics of Biden's dictatorial administration. And for those who died, and there are many, Biden and Fauci should be held accountable. And I'm not talking about a slap on the wrist. But for now, the threat is ended because a memo got released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, and they confirmed the suspension of the enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate. And here's what the mandate reads. Survey and enforcement of the vaccine requirement for healthcare staff and Medicare and Medicaid certified providers, suppliers suspended while court order injunctions are in effect. The CMS will not enforce this new rule regarding vaccination of healthcare workers or requirements for policies and procedures in certified Medicare, Medicaid providers and suppliers, which includes nursing facilities, hospitals, dialysis facilities, all other providers, provider types covered by the rule, while there are court-ordered injunctions in place. So phase one is done. These two injunctions that have been litigated by a district judge and a federal judge are the reason, you know, why we're where we are. And let me tell you, we better remain vigilant and we better get the Supreme Court on board here. And I'm scared. I will tell you, I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. But here's what Daugherty ruled. If the separation of powers meant anything to the constitutional framers, it meant that the three necessary ingredients to deprive a person of liberty and property, the power to make rules, to enforce them, and to judge their violations, could never fall to the same hands. Into the same hands. If the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of the legislative branch and make laws, two of the three powers conferred by our Constitution would be in the same hands. If human nature and history teach us anything, it's that civil liberties face grave risk when governments proclaim infinite states of emergency. And that is exactly what the plan is. That's the plan. The same is true, folks, of the CEOs who pushed their employees around. They bullied people with an illegal action. And I pray that these weak-kneed sissies pay for their actions the same way I pray that Biden and Fauci and all the frauds in this whole scheme get what's due to them. Americans work for corporations, but they are in no way obligated beyond the work they perform. And here's a novel thing that you may have forgotten about, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The government works for you. It can't mandate you do anything. You fund it. Now, you may think, I'm only a little piece. I pay just a little bit of taxes. Yeah? Well, you are part of a big organism called the body politic. He says, during a pandemic, this is what Daugherty said, such as this one, it is even more important to safeguard the separations of power set forth in the Constitution to avoid, listen closely, erosion of our liberties. He said, the plaintiff's states satisfied all four elements required for the injunction. Thank God for people like this. I don't know. I didn't do any research on Daugherty. Maybe we should have. Find out who appointed him or whatever. But finally, somebody mentioning that document that we hold so near and dear that the leftists would use as toilet paper or would rather burn.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.